I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is a special day.
Why? What's today? Christmas card day. You been getting any in the mail?
Christmas, yeah. Did you get my card?
You want a Christmas card? You want a Christmas card? All right, here.
Hey, there's my Christmas card.
This'll be such a fun Christmas card.
And what about your Christmas card list?
Is that our Christmas card?
Yes.
Thank you for the Christmas card.
Showtime.
All right, now, do you guys send out Christmas cards? Or did you just eliminate that from your whole holiday thing?
This was my first year to send out Christmas cards.
Really?
We took a photo in front of the Christmas tree on Thanksgiving, and that was the whole plan. That I just slapped those on some Christmas cards.
Have you sent them out yet?
Oh, yeah. I sent them out like a week and a half ago.
I didn't get one.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I know. I only printed off 25. I'm thinking I might go back this Friday and do a couple more because I meant to send one to you. Definitely, Dale. I know you're good for them.
Yeah. I sent mine out, but I'm handing you two. I'm not paying for postage.
I just mailed mine out yesterday.
Am I on your list?
What?
Yeah. I still have the one from last year. It hangs up with all my other Christmas cards.
Oh, look at that.
See, yes, you are on the list, and so are you.
Thanks, Dale.
So, yeah, I'm all about the Christmas cards. I enjoy sending Christmas cards. It's just one of those, my mom used to love Christmas cards. She would hang them up.
Yeah.
She would have red ribbon and little tiny clothespins that she put all of them on.
It's kind of what I got at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like them. And I'm like you, Annie. I save them from year to year in a box. Time to get up.
Your mama packed y'all up and moved you to.
National Christmas Card Day, 6 after 6. Hey, it's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale, O'Brien, Annie, and Chase in the festively decorated studio. Very cozy in here.
It is. It's relaxing this morning.
It is.
It's nice.
So, yeah, we're talking about sending out Christmas cards. Now, some people don't. Some people do. It's a big thing to some people. Other people don't care. Other people start sending out the e-cards. You know, they'll send you an I don't like that.
No, they're impersonal.
Yeah, and it gets mixed in with the junk mail.
So I don't care for that. And I know there's so many types available, you know, the animated ones and all this. It might be something okay for fun, but there's nothing beats going to the mailbox and getting the card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Opening it up. And I have there's two. See, we, for our entire kids' little lives, my kids are grown now. This will be the last real year because my youngest son's a senior in high school. We took a picture of the boys on the porch in the same chairs since they were little every year, the same chairs, and we make Christmas cards out of those. And we send them just to people who, you know, just we don't see very often or live off somewhere. We send those out. And others, I send regular Christmas cards, but I'm very persnickety about the card. And when I go buy the cards, I'm very persnickety about the card.
I like that word. Never heard it before, Dale.
Well, I am. And I get good comments on the cards, and you'll see what the one I decided to send out this year. But
you know, do you have all the Christmas cards of your sons on the porch? Like, could you lay them out and look at them all and look at the time lapse?
I do. I have. What I do is every year, I print it as a print, and I put it in a 4x6 frame.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year, I drag all those out and put them up in around the house. And then I'll pack them up at the end of the season and put them in a box. And it's always fun to get them out and put them back up and see them again. What I want to do is I want to take the one from this year, combine them from all the others, and make this big collage.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Of all of them in a big picture frame.
You should have them all sitting in a row on the porch as they grow up, one after another.
Well, you know, it's funny. They're in the same, when I say the same chair, I mean the same chair. These are the same chairs they sat in when they were babies that they're sitting in when they're seniors in college and high school.
Those are some sturdy chairs.
They are some sturdy chairs.
They're not wicker, are they?
No. The same wreath that's been hung on that door since they were little. The same door, the same porch.
Love that.
So I've been doing that. But I haven't played this yet this year. And one of the funniest parts of this song to me is the guy talking about sending Christmas cards. It's a song by Bob Rivers, The 12 Pains of Christmas. For those of you who don't know, Bob Rivers did a morning show in Seattle at a radio station, for rock station, for many, many years. And had a real knack for creating original songs and parody songs. And this is a parody of the 12 Days of Christmas called The 12 Pains of Christmas.
Okay.
And I hope you enjoy the portion about sending Christmas cards, because I certainly do.
The first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. This is a relaxing, jazzy little bed, isn't it?
Yeah, smooth.
It's like being in a...
A nice elevator.
I mean, like a cozy bar at Christmas time with a giant Christmas tree. This music is playing in the background and you're drinking your nog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. Stocking stuffer time, what you got for us today?
All right. So, not that we'll probably ever have a hardcore winter here. But
hey, check the forecast. Next week, 60s and 70.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's hoping we'll have a cold Christmas. I found these little... They're rechargeable hand warmers.
I'd lose them.
They're not small. It's a decent little... It's like a bar soap size. Right. But it's a very... It's thinner than a bar soap. It's just about the same length of it. And they'll go in your pockets or just hold it in your hand or whatever. But yeah, rechargeable electric hand warmer. And it's a power bank.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. Dual purpose. Love it.
Yeah. And there's three levels of the hand warmer. Like three temperature levels here. And it even gives you a battery percentage on the front as well when you need to recharge. But,
yeah, I don't think it'll get that cold this year.
Anyways, if you know somebody lives in a cold area that's coming for Christmas, or you think it might get cold at some point here, maybe like February.
It'd be good for my wife, because her hands are always cold. She's like, oh, feel my hands. I'm like, no.
Yeah. And for $16.
Don't put them up my shirt either.
Don't.
Dude, I love to do that. I love to take their whole hands and put them up your shirt.
Oh, I love sticking my cold hands on like Danny's back.
Stop doing that.
Or his neck. Stop. Oh, it drives him nuts.
Yeah, it does. It's painful almost.
My fingers are in pain. They're cold.
I'm just listening to your story and I'm annoyed.
Oh, hush. Anyways, these things are $16. Well worth it though for the size of it and for the lifelong use you get out of it. Tons of great reviews. Of course, you know, I checked that and everybody says they work great and it was well worth the money. So... You know, someone who's got cold hands and you're tired of getting them stuck to you, maybe you should go to Amazon, search rechargeable hand warmers.
You know what would sell better, because I know how you girls are?
Oh, what?
Is hand air conditioners, where you could take them and get them real cold, then go run and stick them up.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. So you would buy them, wouldn't you?
Maybe. Arctic gloves.
Yeah, exactly. Just put them on for a few minutes, your hands turn into blocks of ice.
Right. Yep.
I remember when I first...
Okay. Open the phone lines, make sure they're clear, because Hollywood will be calling once they hear this.
Yeah, this is going to be good. This is classic.
Acting out another scene from one of our favorite Christmas movies, and one of yours too. This today is Christmas Vacation!
Which I've seen how many times? Well, first of all, how many times have you seen it, though?
Too many.
I can't count.
Too many?
Yeah. No, I can't count. Okay. So they're out in the yard after Clark has lit up the house, and the whole family is strewn across the lawn. And Clark is feeling real sentimental, and he's going down the line, talking to everybody, getting their reactions on the beautiful decorating job he's done on the house.
So if you're a casting agent out there, listen up.
Pay attention. See, I'll go ahead and do the opening here. Quiet on set! Background!
Thanks.
Action!
Oh, Clark, it's so lovely.
Mom, you deserve a home like this to spend Christmas in.
It's a beaut, Clark. It's a beaut.
Dad. You taught me everything I know about exterior illumination.
Thank you.
Russ, Audrey, dear, dear Francis, I hope this adds to your enjoyment of the holidays.
It's just wonderful. Yeah.
Arthur, Art, Dad, thanks for being here.
The little lights aren't twinkling.
I know, Art. And thanks for noticing.
The house sure does look swell, Clark.
Thanks, Eddie. I hope it enhances your holiday spirit. Dear Catherine. Eddie?
Oh, the house is so gorgeous, Clark.
Eddie?
I hope you didn't do this all on our account, Clark. Kids, come on out here and see what Uncle Clark's done to the house.
Eddie?
Yeah, if you don't remember, this here's Rocky.
You got a kiss for me?
Better take a rain check on that. He's got a lip fungus they ain't identified yet.
You remember Ruby Sue?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Her eyes aren't crossed anymore.
That's something, ain't it? Falls in a well, eyes go crossed. She gets kicked by a mule, they go back to normal. I don't know. And this here's our pride and joy, Snots.
Oh, this is too much.
Are the phone lines open?
That was masterful.
Are they open?
Was it?
Good.
Guys, that scene when he's going across the yard there and Eddie and Catherine are just standing there and Eddie's got that hat on. I'm telling you, man, it was just too much. I loved it.
Great.
And you know, I haven't watched it this year yet.
Really?
I haven't.
You better get on it.
I know. I got to do it. That's what I got to do.
You were raised on it.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Every year, the Christmas songs that you hear, the ones you love, the ones you enjoy, they make a bunch of money in royalties. The writers of the songs are paid these royalties, essentially, to reduce it to the ridiculous. Every time the song is played on a radio station or a web
streaming
that is actually paying the royalties like they're supposed to, they get paid every time the song is played. And here are the top earning songs each year. These are, I'm going to give you the yearly royalties for some of these songs. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Some people just cannot stand that song. For other people, it's their absolute favorite song. Of the last 20 years, it's one of the biggest Christmas songs ever. Every year it earns around between 600 and 800,000 just during the holiday season, the few weeks that it plays. Last Christmas by Wham, which has been remade a number of times. And remember, the performer is not the one getting paid. It's the writer that's getting paid. George Michael wrote Last Christmas, and it makes about 600,000 every year.
And that's a check straight to him.
Yeah. Now, what happened was, is when George Michael died, before in his will, before he passed away, he wanted to make sure that Andrew Ridgely, his partner in Wham, was taken care of.
Aww.
So he listed him as a co-writer on the song, so he had a continuous income stream for the rest
of his life. I love when people do stuff like that. So cool looking out for your pal.
George Michael was one of the most generous entertainers ever. He donated millions of dollars to causes, and he never said a word about it.
My mom always tells me about how just good looking he was and how everybody fawned over him, and I'm like, you didn't know, Mom?
You didn't know he's playing for the other team?
You didn't know, really.
All right.
Nothing gave you the idea. All right.
Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? It's another great one. It makes a couple of hundred thousand every single year. Now, the top earning songs of all time. Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows it's been rated at the time. Paul, for those of you who don't know, Paul McCartney wrote the song. He sings the song, and he plays every instrument on the song. He laid the tracks down individually. It's all Paul McCartney.
That's cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, there's no one else on there. It earns between 40 and 50 million. It's earned between 40 and 50 million so far.
Wow.
Number four, I'm going right from five to number one. Number four, Mel Torme, who wrote the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Wrote that in 1944. He was just 19 years old. Wrote it in about 20 minutes. It was a hot, hot day in a hotel room. About $45 to $50 million so far that song has made. You don't know their names, but you know the song. Haven Gillespie and Fred J. Coots, who wrote Santa Claus is Coming to Town in 1934. It's estimated that it is earning between, $50 and $60 million.
Who makes that money? Just family, I guess?
Yeah, it goes on to go to their family. That's right. Number two, Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Can't believe she's only number two.
So far, $60 to $70 million.
I have a feeling that the number one is not what you're thinking because I don't know. There was one from the 30s. Is it Burl Ives?
Nope.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Nope. I would have thought you guys. Would have gotten this. I think this is a pretty well-known fact, actually.
Well, no, it's Elvis Presley Blue Christmas.
No, it's not, but it is a color of a Christmas. It's White Christmas.
Ah.
Irving Berlin, who wrote White Christmas in 1940, so far has earned about $70 million.
Okay, all right.
So that's the number one there. That's a lot of money going around. I'm telling you, guys, if you have a knack for lyrics, you only got to write one, and you're set.
I need to become friends with a songwriter.
Now, here's the thing about Christmas songs. If it becomes a huge song, it's guaranteed to play every single year. Every year it's going to play. And you only have a window of about a month, really, for that to get
there. Unless you're retail, then it starts in September.
Right. So, anyway, if you got a knack for writing, write one, man. Write it.
I'm going to work on mine right now.
That's why Toby Keith is the richest man in country music. He writes all of his own stuff and owns the publisher. She's solo maintenance, don't need no champagne. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Time of year, Christmas music is everywhere. It's in stores, it's on the radio. And there are those songs that have been around for a long time. And many of the, the novelty Christmas songs.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I tend to get on people's nerves. You said you had one that came to mind immediately. We're talking about the most annoying Christmas songs. You had one that you had come to you immediately.
Hate it. We joke about it all the time, but oh my goodness. It gets on my nerves. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
That's the one.
It's just the back and forth is annoying.
I like that song.
Oh.
Except for, gosh, your lips look delicious.
Delicious.
Ugh.
Delicious lips.
No.
For me, where are you, Christmas?
That's enough.
Why can't I find you?
That was better. Thank you, Dale.
Yeah. That's the song from The Grinch.
It's terrible. Awful.
Even as beautiful a voice as Faith Hill has, no thanks.
No, thank you.
I don't want to hear that either.
Brenda Johnston, I asked on Facebook, you guys. I had to know, it blew up. She said there are no annoying Christmas songs. She loves them all. Could listen to them all year. Brenda, no thank you.
Hey, that's not why we posted that, Brenda.
There are people out there.
Sweet
like
Brenda.
That.
Oh, but someone doesn't like Michael Bublé. Which one of y'all is it that doesn't like it?
Dare you.
Michael Bublé messed up a lot of Christmas songs.
They said simply having a wonderful Christmas time. They don't like that one at all.
We're going to fight?
Something.
Let me read the whole comment from Jason, okay? He said, simply having a wonderful Christmas time, Michael Bublé. Then he said, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas with that annoying Amore line.
Oh, gosh, I'm so with him on that. Why did he do that? Christmas, what's... Amore.
Oh. Died.
Shut up, Michael.
Y'all don't get it. Okay,
get it.
He is an icon. Like, you have Betty White, Michael Bublé.
No, don't even put him up there.
I mentioned this the other day about the Michael Bublé and how he messed up a bunch of these Christmas songs. If you take a classic Christmas song and you try to make it too much your own, it's to ruin it. Don't remake Wonderful Christmas Time. Leave that to Paul McCartney. Don't remake Happy Christmas War Is Over by John Lennon. Leave that to him. And it's not because they were Beatles. It's just because you can't do it like they can and you mess it up.
I don't think I've ever heard of this Happy Christmas War Is Over song.
Oh,
of course.
Happy
you
Christmas,
have.
George. That one?
I don't.
So this is Christmas.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Never knew the name of it. Mira or Myra McCross. She wants a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yes. Only a hippopotamus.
I think that's just kind of fun.
Gayla Peavy is the girl who sang that song.
I love her little voice here. Chase Amber agrees with you. Baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Well, baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go to Walmart.
Baby, it's cold outside.
it's not that cold, but just, yeah.
I am seeing a lot of... The Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And I get it. It's been, I mean, that one is murdered, hammered every year.
You know, I haven't heard another one that's very irritating.
Oh, Christmas Shoes has popped up about 15 times.
I was going to say.
Yeah, the Christmas Shoes.
Someone angry react that someone doesn't like Christmas Shoes. Oh, God forbid!
It's a song that mentions Jesus. We can't hate it. Yeah, we can. I don't like it at all.
That's right.
And I see a lot of Santa babies.
Santa. Hey, well.
Yeah, you got to go Maryland's version. No, sexier.
Kelly Pickler did a good version.
The sexiest version is really Eartha Kitt's version. The original version of that song, you know, is really the sexiest version of it.
I didn't know that.
It is.
Thank you, Dale.
I guess Porky Pig has a blue Christmas song.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I have a blue. I love that one. Yeah.
That would get real annoying real quick.
Often referred to as Seymour Swine and the Squealers.
That's right. Yep.
And we haven't played that yet, but we're gonna.
We're gonna.
Yeah. So Dale, you were asking me off air what took the cake.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I think it's a toss up. I see Hippopotamus, Santa Baby, Christmas Shoes, and Mariah Carey's.
Those are the big ones?
And some of the Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Well, you can't remake the OG. You can't do it.
I was reading something that said those lyrics, obviously, they were witches dancing by the moon. And someone comes in and they switch their tune to Simply, like, to cover their tracks. Because it's talking about the moon is up.
Yeah. Well, you know, to me, the amazing thing about the original Wonderful Christmas Time is that Paul McCartney played all the instruments, sang the song, and it's all him. He just laid them down on different tracks.
It's not techno, but it's like got that.
Bow, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, that vibe too. I don't know. I like it. They get on my nerves.
That one doesn't get on my nerves either. But so usually it's the parody songs or what are referred to as novelty songs.
Yeah.
A parody song is a song that is similar to a well-known song with new words, and a novelty song is more like this.
Yeah, baby! Love
all
it!
Right.
Maybe this is on the list.
It is.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Oh, we believe.
Merry Christmas! Grandma got run over by a reindeer. The first time I heard that, I heard one of my radio heroes, Larry Lujack, on WLS Chicago, play that. And I was like, I gotta hear that again. Mm-hmm. That was so funny. I still like
it. It's a staple, I think.
It is. You gotta play it. We ask, what are the most annoying Christmas songs? You responded.
Feliz Navidad.
Ba 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 ba.
Feliz Navidad. Bonnie Moss said, no thank you, Feliz Navidad.
Fun. That's okay. Fun.
It is fun. I dig it. I
love Feliz Navidad.
Well, Joseph decided he was going to comment on and say Sleigh Ride and Fancy Like. Fancy Like is not a Christmas song, but good
job.
But
I get it.
But good job. Maybe laugh, but Sleigh Ride. What's Sleigh Ride?
Well, there are two. There's a version with words, and then there's the Leroy Anderson.
Oh, the dunk 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 dunk.
Yeah,
yay! That's the only one.
That's right. The one you in the radio business can talk over all the way until the end.
yeah,
right up to the nay,
because there's no words.
Bum bum.
Dale, now you might know. Jean Niles says she doesn't like Susie Snowflake.
Are you saying that you think he knows that because he's old?
No, because I've never heard of it. And Dale knows everything.
I don't recall Susie Snowflake. I really don't. Sorry.
There's a couple for War Is Over, and they say, yeah, it's number one. It's the worst.
Hmm.
It's just, to me, Happy Christmas, War Is Over. I can tolerate it when they play the John Lennon version. But when somebody else does it, sucks, man.
See, for me, and I don't mean this any type of way, it's the real sappy, like Where Are You Christmas kind of songs that I'm just like, oh, get it out of here.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any Christmas song that's upbeat and fun that I'm like, I'm annoyed. You know, you only get to hear them a couple times like at the end of the year, so it's like, how do they get annoying?
Well, this may be because I grew up liking Trains. My favorite has got to be, and it's a parody song. I know a lot of people don't like it either. Is Santa Claus Is Coming in a Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train.
Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train.
That's a jam and a half.
That
for me.
Is.
That's
it's
the
so
Tractors,
good.
Folks. If you're looking for that, that's the Tractors who do that song. We'll play that before we get to Christmas. Speaking of trains, do you like Old Toy Trains? It's a song that was originally done by Roger Miller.
I do.
Toby
like,
Keith did it.
I only like the Roger Miller version.
It's a great dad son song.
Aww.
It's very dad and son. Awesome.
More comments are rolling in here. Tammy Bizzle says she doesn't like the theme from Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Which one? There's so much music that comes from that. Is it Linus and Lucy?
You can talk over that one, too.
Yeah, all the way.
I'm seeing more Christmas shoes rolling. People don't like the depressingness of it. And Sarah Hedgecock said, anything by the Chipmunks.
Yeah, I don't like any of that stuff.
Owlman!
Yeah, I don't like any of those either.
Yeah, then that's a good one.
That loops a loop.
Don't you
me,
even.
I
don't.
Want a
right, that's it. She's
don't
off.
Even.
I just turned her mic
don't
off.
Don't even around. Diss that song. That's a good song.
Chase doesn't want it ruined.
No.
It's a time for love and peace and forgiveness. I will not have it ruined.
Girl, I've always loved you. All of a sudden.
Daytime, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating today on this thirsty Thursday. I wish y'all could see behind the scenes. Every morning, these guys point at me just to annoy me.
But, I mean, we don't just point. We
they point and hold.
And thrust our fingers and arms toward our face.
We try to
I don't know. They
try.
Up. Yeah, they try to throw me off, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, happy birthday to local celebrities of Triad celebrating today. Chris Overton of Kernersville. Liz Brown of Climax. Donnie Martin of Kernersville, Casey Holloway from Greensboro, Tyler McLean of Kernersville, Jennifer Lawson of Sophia, Eric Bowden of Mebane. Isla Martin of Ashboro is 9 today.
Isla, you know she's cute.
Oh, she sounds adorable. Charlie Covington of Hall River's 8, and it's spelled L-E-I-G-H, so I imagine Charlie is a girl.
Okay.
So big 8 today.
Big 8, right. We also have Susan Baker of Winston-Salem. Get this, y'all. Holly Wood of High Point.
Hollywood!
I bet they have fun with her name in school.
Michelle Tesh of Moxville, Meredith Tuttle of King, Bill Tate of Walkertown, and Tyler Dixon of High Point are all celebrating today. You share your birthday with Jesse Metcalf, who's 43. Felicity Huffman, one of the newest inmates on the block, is 59.
Making license plates.
And Donnie Osmond is 64 today. If you want to get on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show's birthday shout-out list, just head over to 931wolfcountry.com and submit yours there, or you can send us a DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case we missed yours!
Don't you
Y'all
ever,
get on my nerves so bad I had to.
Do that again.
Ever. Just in case.
Happy birthday to you.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
This one's for Annie. 16 days left until Christmas.
Every day it just gets less and less.
That's how that works.
Yeah. I'm over here trying to find my secret Santa gift.
That's how the progression of the calendar works. Mm-hmm. Every day you get closer to another day.
Correct. That's how it is. So you finish up your shopping, get it done. Hey, this is exciting. There's been a lot of discussion about what's been going on over at PTI.
It seems like a lot.
Well, they may have a startup supersonic plane manufacturer coming to the area.
Supersonic.
One more time.
Supersonic.
Thank you. Now, it's currently awaiting some legal issues on the state level, but things look super promising for it, which that'll be nice to add on top of the mega site in Randolph County. That'll be really nice to add that part.
Good for the triad, for sure. You know, you guys probably don't even remember the Concorde. The Concorde was the supersonic.
You pass it going to Charlotte.
No,
that's Concord.
That's just Concord. Yeah, the Concorde was a supersonic jet that would fly from New York to London or to Paris or wherever at it's super speeds. And
like 3 hours, you're there.
It got pulled offline. And, you know, this is great. I mean, with technology the way it is, that flight from like New York or D.C. to London or Paris, that's a long ride, man.
It is. It is.
You got to really want to go there.
And United, I saw by 2029, is going to be supersonic. They're going to have a bunch of planes that are supersonic. So that may be why they're all kind of jumping on this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Google released the top 2021 news searches for this year.
News. Okay.
What you thought? Nude searches?
No, new searches. And I'm like, new. Okay, what new searches?
What nude searches? I want to know.
News searches. Top three. Number three, stimulus check. Obviously.
Stimmy.
People are wondering when you can get that. This this one surprised me. AMC stock.
I guess people are curious how the movie business is doing.
Yeah.
Well, AMC was on the verge of bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. In fact, they were talking about closing their theaters.
And then they got, was it bought out? I don't remember.
Anyway, they didn't close.
Yeah.
I mean, the AMC's here are still open.
And the number one still, the American Dream, Mega Millions.
Mm-hmm. Got to get it.
Got to do it.
Can't win if you don't play.
Today, just a reminder, it's Christmas card day. If you haven't gotten your Christmas cards out, you better start getting on it.
I'm going to have to print some new ones. I missed two people.
Me.
And we were one of those people?
Yeah, you're one of those people, Dale. Not you, Chase.
Because I'm a Christmas card guy, and she knows that.
I'm a Christmas card person, too.
Okay, so I have three I have to send out.
Did I get a Christmas card from you last year?
Probably. I don't remember. I don't remember who I sent it to.
Well, I know you got one from me. I keep track of these things.
I'm sure you do. You have a spreadsheet on? I'm sure you do. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know that saltwater taffy isn't made with saltwater at all?
Shocking. We're going to sue them. We're going to sue them.
Well, it's just made by the beach.
It got its name when a candy store in Atlantic City was flooded in 1883. And the owner offered, quote, saltwater taffy for sale. People liked the name, so it stuck.
It's just a cool name.
It is.
And who eats that stuff?
I like it.
It's so gross.
It's disgusting. I like it.
You do?
Yes.
That explains so much.
Yep. This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm gonna love you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's the holiday season. And Santa Claus got a toy for every good girl, a good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney now. Stocking stuffers. It's 12 days of stocking stuffers. We do this every year. We try to find some cool stuff for you. It didn't cost a lot of money, but it's kind of cool. Got another one for you.
We do, and this is for the cold people, not cold-hearted
cold-natured,
like Chase.
Yeah, the cold-natured. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It is a rechargeable hand warmer slash power bank.
Dual purpose. Very
love
nice.
Love it. Love it.
Slim and slender, about the size of a bar of soap.
Kind
of
like me.
Like height-wise, length-wise, but a little more slim in the width of it. Fits perfectly into a pocket or a hoodie, like a coat pocket. And it keeps your hands warm. And, of course, you can recharge it. So it's not like those little hand warmers that you shake and then they barely get warm and you get to use them for 3 hours and throw them away.
Good for your backup bag, though. Really are.
It would be.
True, true.
I keep them in mind. Got some in the car right now.
But these are good to have, too. Keep it on hand. You can charge it in the car, whatever. And it has 3 different temperature settings. So it's going to get hot up in there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, yeah. If you know someone who's always got cold hands.
Don't get hot up in this. Whoa, wait a minute.
Always. So it's really cool. They got a couple different colors. I think it was $16. And not bad for a stocking stuffer. Something that'll really go far for some people. And when it does end up getting cold, maybe around February.
No,
something.
Not going to happen this year.
Summer all year.
These things are great for any sort of outdoor event you have to go to. You know, it's like, I'll tell you something else. If your kid plays hockey, it's cold in there.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be handy.
It's so
that.
Cold
in
there.
Like, I hate having cold hands because everything hurts. You just hit it on something on accident, it's like the worst pain ever because your fingers are cold.
I always think of these guys who play football, like my sons, and it's really super cold out there, and you're getting hammered out there. You know, like she said, everything hurts. When it's cold, it just hurts. You get to get some 400-pound guy slamming you to the ground.
And how do your fingers move and work?
It's tough. It's unbelievable.
So, yeah, Amazon, good reviews on it, too. So, check it out.
Amazon's got it all, baby.
Just search for a rechargeable hand warmer.
Can you imagine how busy they are right now? I don't even understand
how
they do it.
They're coming to my house like 4 times between today and Sunday.
The logistics there, to me, are like magical.
Yeah, you got to put those snack boxes out for your delivery drivers. Take care of them.
Yes, that's right. Snack time for the delivery guys.
Well, all the parties on the streets are talking store from...
Wake up with the Wolf Show, the Kersey Valley Christmas going on right now. It is a festival.
It is a hootenanny.
Really, it's bigger than the Catalina Wine Mixer.
Wow.
You know, if you want to know what a Kersey Valley Christmas is, right here on their website, it tells you. Lights Santa action. It's a village of millions of Christmas lights with activities for the entire family. A magical Christmas attraction with train rides, wagon rides, a huge mega slide, jumping pillows, Santa's workshop, food and fun for the entire family and more.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they even had like their own little fire pit. I don't know if you're roasting weenies or what out there.
S'mores maybe?
Weenie roasting? Did you say weenie roasting?
I said weenie roasting. I'm not sure what it is, but.
I would love to be doing some weenie roasting. I love to roast a weenie.
They also have like the Grinch Cave, kid zip lines, huge bungee trampolines. I mean,
it sounds like a good time.
Apple cider.
Now, how can we win tickets to that?
Let's be caller number 6.
Right now?
Right now.
What?
Let's be caller number 6, opening up those lines. Caller number 6, bring it on. Tickets to the Kersey Valley Christmas, not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 tickets.
Did I mention you can meet the Grinch or Santa or both? Yeah.
Mind blown.
Knock it all out one evening.
Why would you not want to go? Caller 6, come on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.